Tune up Tuesday. Nice to be with you here. Now, when it comes to memory, the age-old proverb, you can't teach a dog, an old dog, new tricks, well, it doesn't apply to the brain. It can adapt and it can constantly change even into old age. Dr. Joe Kosterich is with us again to share what we have the top five tips to boost our memory. G'day, Dr. Joe.
Hello, Ed.
This is good news. I love a checklist. And it's nice to know our brain has the potential to create new cells and even new neural connections if it's provided with enough stimuli.
And that's exactly the point and what you touched on. It's about the neural connections. Every time you learn something new or think about something new, you are creating a new neural pathway. And the interesting thing about neural pathways is sort of like electric current. You can't actually see them. Like you can try and look at electrical activity in the brain, but you can't actually track, well, where is that pathway that helps me remember somebody's birthday, or where is that pathway that I use to solve that crossword? You cannot actually find it, but, you know, we know it's there because we use these things every day.
Isn't the thought process that if you revise, if you go over the same fact and the same fact, those neural pathways strengthen a little bit?
Very much so, which is why people study for exams.
Yes. And swatting doesn't help.
And it's an interesting thing. There's been enough work that shows that, you know, cramming stuff at the last minute, if you've got an exam tomorrow and you're up late at night tonight doing it, look, there's still that urban mythology that it helps, but when they've actually studied it, you find that it actually makes, you know, very, very little difference. But a bit like the body, it doesn't come as a surprise to people to think, well, if I do some exercise, I'm going to build up some muscles and some fitness. If I go running, I'll be more fit than if I don't. If I do some resistance work or some weights, it'll build up my muscles. And the brain, we can exercise it, in inverted commas, in the same way by getting it to work out. So by giving it new challenges, whether it's, you know, crosswords, Sudoku, whether it's doing a new course, whether it's reading, just reading articles about areas that we don't know something much about causes us to think. Or, you know, dare I say, even, you know, Googling stuff. Not everything on Google is correct, but not everything is wrong. And just learning about new things, reading up. It can also be listening to podcasts, probably watching a little bit less so, but you can watch and listen to lectures, and particularly, I suppose, if it is online, you can pause it and replay it and think, I didn't quite get that bit.
Yeah, right. It's all about your reactions. Well, look, Dr. Joe, we've got 3 minutes up our sleeve. Sorry to rush you, but we're going to do five tips for boosting our memory. Can we start with perhaps, I don't know, maybe what we put in our mouths to fuel this beautiful brain of ours?
Yes. Look, the old notion about brain food is still right, and the Mediterranean-type diet, which has olive oil, fruits, vegetables, nuts, some red meat, a little bit of dairy, not too much, and just a splash of red wine, has been shown to have multiple health benefits, including being good for the brain. And then there are some particular foods that have their supporters. And again, none of this is to say that just eating this food is going to boost your memory, but it's all part of the mix. Yeah. Blueberries, avocados, chocolate, that'll be a popular one, more the cocoa, so the dark chocolate. Cinnamon and walnuts. And interesting, when you look at walnuts, they look a little bit like the brain. So, you know, those foods are good, and they're all healthy, they're all fresh foods. So, again, we're moving away from more processed and sugary foods. Being physically active is also good for the brain. So it's good for the body and it's good for the brain. It's been shown that in schools, if they do physical education or some sport or running around first thing, often the grades are better, particularly for boys. Having some rest, we spoke about before, about sort of cramming the night before, but it's actually been shown if you get a good night's sleep the night before an exam, you probably do better, because when we sleep, we consolidate some of the ideas that we've learned and some of the you know, some of those neural pathways.
Yeah, the brain's kind of filing all that new information, isn't it? Hopefully for recall. Yeah.
So the brain is still active when we're asleep, but it's sort of like a filing system. It's putting things where we want them to be, and hopefully we can find them again. Look, working the brain, we spoke about that, you know, before as number four, and that's just doing things that stimulate the mind. And I think that's as broad as long as it's deep, it's going to be different for different people.
Yeah.
And then the other one, separate to sleep, is just relaxing, chilling out, whether it's deep breathing, whether it's meditation, whether it's, you know, guided breathing exercises or relaxations. Also slow the brain down. So a bit like after you exercise, you have a warm down period and a recovery period. We know sports people do that in great, you know, to considerable detail. The brain's the same. You've done some work, you've been thinking about it, you've been concentrating. You then need a little bit of relaxation and downtime, similar to recovery time after exercise.
Dr. Joe, I'm going to sit back and relax and take all that in, my friend. And I tell you what, there are some strong neural connections about that fact you gave us that a splash of wine is okay.
Gotta love that one.
I'm all over it. drjoe.net.au is your website. Interesting ways to boost your brain power and your memory as well. Thanks for that, Doc. We'll check in next.